How did you actually sleep last night? If it wasn't an absolute dream, then you need to upgrade to the softest, most luxurious sheets from Boll & Branch. Their signature sheets are made from toxin-free organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Millions of Americans love their sheets. And right now, you can feel the difference with their best sales of the entire year. So hurry to bollandbranch.com to shop their biggest sales with free shipping and extended returns. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down for us in New York City. And shout outs to everybody listening all over North America. My people at work, my people at home, the folks on the roads, the highways, the byways, the neighborhoods, people delivering stuff, making stuff, cleaning stuff up. I don't know what you're doing. Thank you for being here. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app. Put it on your phone for free. A-U-D-A-C-Y. And then search CBS Sports Radio. I'll pop right the hell on up, okay? Much love to people listening on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. Oh, yeah, we got hundreds all over the country and Canada. Hello to Montreal, Vancouver, Toronto. Shout-outs to everybody in Texas, Florida, Georgia, New England. Now I'm getting regional. California, Portland, Seattle, Las Vegas, Kansas. We had a guy call up from Detroit, and I had to go, man, this is not Detroit radio. This is national radio. Everybody's listening. And so, hey, keep on listening. I'll be here for the next 3 hours. It is a four-hour show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you miss a minute, you miss a lot. Right before we went to break, I shared with you some news. It is clear, or it's been reported now, after kind of going through the it's very close all day long, it's being reported that Juan Soto is now a member of the New York Yankees. The New York Yankees giving up Kyle Higashioka, a prospect pitcher Drew Thorpe, expected starting pitcher Michael King for Juan Soto. There is no news that Juan Soto is signing a contract extension. And so ultimately for the New York Yankees, this looks like it's going to be just a one-year rental, knowing that they got to wine and dine and look good for this dude so that he sticks around in New York. We know that Juan Soto, his agent is Scott Boras, and so they will be looking to break the bank. We have no idea what Shohei Ohtani is going to get, but I'm sure that Juan Soto is going to want maybe just a little bit less. At one point, let's keep this in mind, the Washington Nationals offered Juan Soto a 15-year, $440 million contract. What the hell this dude is going to get on his next deal, I have no idea. The Padres traded him for five prospects, and the Padres, yeah, they a mess, unfortunately. Blake Snell is going to probably be on his way out the door. Juan Soto is now moving on. At one point, it was like, wow, Juan Soto, Fernando Tatis Jr., Manny Machado. And now it looks like that they got a giant mess to clean up, including all the terrible reports that we've gotten out of the Padres clubhouse. And then they got to figure out what the hell their pitching deal is. I don't know if they're going to be back to competing with the Dodgers, but good luck there, especially if the Dodgers get Shohei Ohtani. And for the New York Yankees, yeah, Aaron Judge finally got some help, huh? The Yankees lineup could look like this. DJ LeMahieu, Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, Anthony Rizzo, Giancarlo Stanton, Gleyber Torres. They just got Alex Verdugo. Yes, the Yankees made a trade with the Red Sox. And they also picked up, or not picked up, Anthony Volpe is going to be moving into his second year following a solid rookie year that started off slow. We know the Yankees still need some pitching depth. I think that every team would pretty much need that after Gerrit Cole. But we'll see what happens. Juan Soto, a New York Yankee. Not official, but it's being reported that the deal is done. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You should know this by now. In an hour from now, because it's Wednesday night, I'm going to give you a new top six list. And because of the Juan Soto news, because it's being reported that Shohei Ohtani is close to signing his new contract with whoever, we don't know, I'm going to give you a top six list of some of the most impactful free agent signings ever in the world of sports. Who's the most important free agent to ever sign a contract? Well, we'll talk about that next hour. Right now, the phone lines are open. We got a lot of people with a lot to say. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Avery calling from Irvine, California. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Avery?
Hi, JR. So everybody's saying Juan Soto this, Juan Soto that. But, like, what about Trent Grisham? Obviously, he's just being unloaded by the Padres as a part of the deal. But this looks like the end of Trent Grisham's career to me. I mean, he's going to New York as a center fielder. Like, if he's going to play backup to Judge on an off day, an injury, whatnot, he's going to get booed straight to the minors. He had a horrendous, horrendous batting average last season. And I know he hits well in New York, but nobody's going to want Trent Grisham backing up Judge. So I don't know. Is this the end of his career? I'm not too sure.
No, he's going to be a utility outfielder. I mean, between Judge and Soto, and we know Soto, hopefully he plays every game. Aaron Judge, unless he goes crashing into the Dodgers' wall, he's probably going to play every game. Trent Grisham is going to spell whoever needs a day off. That's pretty much what it is. And, I mean, based on his numbers from last year, a below 200 hitter having a crap season, I mean, what else could you expect for him, you know, being on the New York Yankees? You got to take a back seat.
Yeah, I just don't think that he's going to be able to show up with the names that are on that lineup for next season. I just don't think that I think he's going to get lost in the mix. I don't think he's going to show up. I don't know. I'm nervous for him. And I love him. You know, I'm from San Diego. I loved watching him. One of my favorite memories is watching him hit those home runs against the Mets in the wild card in 22. And that was, like, incredible. But he's never stepped up since.
As an overall, I mean, realistically, he is not someone who is on a – this is what it is. On a bad team, he's an everyday player. On a good team –
I don't even know if he's an everyday, though.
But here's the point. On a bad team, he's an everyday player. On a good team, he's coming off the bench. And so that'll be his role with the New York Yankees. He's a warm body who is capable of going out there and not completely embarrassing himself. But for the New York Yankee fans, let me tell you something. They do not – this is the Mike Tomlin part. They do not care about Trent Grisham. They do not. They could pull anybody off the bench. They want to see Juan Soto and Aaron Judge patrolling in the outfield. Avery, what happened? You fell asleep? What's going on?
No, I'm here, JR. I hear you.
Okay. I'm just saying nobody cares about Trent Grisham. Sorry.
They're going to give him a hard time, and he's a great guy. I just think that I feel like his career is done with. I don't even want him to go.
Did he sign an autograph for you, Avery? What happened?
No, he didn't. Okay. But he's a great guy, and I loved him with the Padres. I just feel bad that he has to go to New York.
Yeah, well, he'll be on the bench. No one will think about him. Hey, Avery, shoot me a message.
He'll be cold on that bench. He'll be freezing.
Yeah, it gets hot in New York. He'll be okay. Hey, Avery, shoot me a message, okay, for all the school stuff.
Yes, I've been meaning to. I will, I promise.
All right, take it easy, all right?
You too.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
We do not care.
What happened? What?
We do not care.
Yeah, we don't. Nobody cares about Trent Grisham. It's about Juan Soto. Come on. Mary calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mary?
Hey there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. And, thank you for calling.
I'm in between. I feel like, yes, we could have used him, and I feel like the Yankees could use him even more. And I think that our other prospects are there, and that I do say Blake Snell and Gary Sanchez could still work, and I think that it was probably worth getting rid of Soto so that they can keep Blake Snell and Sanchez together, since obviously Blake Snell had the year he had because of Sanchez.
You think Gary Sanchez is a good catcher?
For Blake Snell.
You think Blake Snell had the year that he had because of Gary Sanchez?
If you look at the numbers, that's when he was getting his wins. Nobody else could catch for him. And then, of course, he had to hit Gary Sanchez to coach the other catchers when he wasn't available.
Okay. I mean, I've watched Blake Snell for quite a few years now. The dude was lights out even before he got to, San Diego with the – not the Padres, but with the Rays. But if you say so about Gary.
But he struggled when he got there. And just like everybody else, they have New City Blues. And so he didn't do so well there at the beginning. And then Gary Sanchez comes along and he just gets him because he swung at him so many times.
Okay. All right. Listen, if you say so. I'm just saying, I've never heard anybody be so effusive about Gary Sanchez, but I'm happy that Gary is back in the big leagues, and hopefully he doesn't have to bounce around anymore.
Right. Exactly. I mean, they're not getting any younger, right?
Who, me or Gary Sanchez or you?
Gary Sanchez.
Oh, yeah. I know. I know.
And neither is Blake Snell. He's right there, too.
Yeah.
So
well,
whatever
thank you,
deal
Mary.
He can get,
okay.
I'm happy for him.
Yeah, me too. Nobody's getting any younger. None of us. 855-212-4CBS. Celeste is calling from San Diego. What's up, Celeste?
Hey, DR. How are you?
I'm good. What? Oh, my God. I got three women in a row. What's going on?
I just wanted to touch on the Padres news on what Avery was talking about with Trent Grisham. I have to agree with her. I'm bummed to see him go. I've always been a big fan of his. His average was questionable, I know, and not so great, but I feel like he stepped up in the wild card. He was a great center fielder, great Gold Glover, and I think I'm going to miss him a lot. I really enjoyed watching him play. You know, I kind
of what was he doing in the community that y'all love this guy so much? He looks like his numbers stink.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I don't know what he was doing in the community. I know they did a lot of events, like with the players, but I don't know if he did anything specifically on his own. But I don't know. I just had some love for him. I don't know why. I felt like he just never gave up. People gave him a hard time all the time here in San Diego. He just kind of stuck it out.
Y'all were
but
empathetic.
You know what?
Wait. But, y'all were empathetic for the bum player. That's what it is, right?
Yeah, maybe. But you have to admit, he's a good Gold Glover. He's good in the outfield. So. But I became a season ticket holder for the first time yesterday, and then they trade off Juan Soto. So I'm a little disappointed.
But you knew this was a possibility. Come on.
I know. I was just hoping they would let him play out his last year and we could maybe see where it went. But, you know, so be it. I'm still going to be
It's called money. Yeah, you can't pay him all that. You got to get something for him.
Yeah. We had to get rid of this contract. I get it. But, you know, go Padres. We'll never know.
Thank you, Celeste. Good luck to you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You as well. Hey, Shep, that's the first time in JR Sport Brief history that we've had three consecutive women call us. Three consecutive calls. There's a lot of men here, but we got three women in a row.
Well, as you speak, JR, you might have to stall for a second. We might make it a fourth because I see two calls coming in as we speak. So let's see if these are women.
Oh, wow. No, I'll stall.
Stall a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to Vegas in a few weeks. I may have to go to Vegas earlier.
Gotcha.
I mean, damn it, if we get four female callers in a row, is that like a jackpot? Am I getting punked? I'm looking at all these other names. These people in front of me, I don't think anybody by the name of Big Wills. Big Wills is not a woman.
No, he isn't. Oh, no. Big Wills is from Idaho, right?
Yeah, Big Wills from Idaho is definitely a man, right?
He is I'm not gonna.
Is he sure?
In 2023, I'm never gonna judge anybody for how they sound over the phone. I would think, in my humble opinion, based on how he came off, That is very much a man, yes. But I could be wrong.
Well, you can be whatever you want to be today, right?
But that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm not going to fall for that trap. Not that you're trying to trap me, but in 2023.
No, no. Can I be a houseplant, for instance, right?
Right, right.
Can I? I heard that people can be cats and animals, right? Can I do that?
Well, that's a little more, I don't even want to use the word esoteric. That's a lot more bizarre than in today's age.
That was disrespectful.
Jerry, you can't be a houseplant. Come on.
No, not me. I could be a cat, right?
Jerry.
I heard that they have grown-ass people that they go into the bathroom and then they act like, they're cats. They have, what are these things called for the cats? The boxes, the litter box.
Come on now. That can't
be. People do that. You didn't hear about the little girl that went to school and said that she's a cat?
Well, that's different. That's a little girl. When you're a little girl or a little boy.
No, excuse me. She's a teenager. My apologies.
That's a little concerning, if I'm being honest.
She went to school and said she was a cat, and then she was like, they don't have a restroom. They don't have a proper restroom for her.
Yeah, I mean, clearly that's a cry for help, in my humble opinion. And I'm not trying to make light of it because I know being a teenager is tough nowadays. It's tough any day and age. It's especially tough now.
Who's going to get the letters, me or you?
I can take the letters. Look, I'm being honest with you. I mean, I'm someone that works in education. I'm a coach on a JV high school basketball team. I work in education.
So if a basketball student came up to you and said, Coach Shepherd,
yes,
I can't change in the boys' locker room because I identify as a dog. What are you going to say?
That would be extremely troubling.
Oh, no. What are you going to say?
Oh, no. Well,
Shepherd, yeah. I can't change in the boys' locker room because I identify as a dog and I need to use the restroom outside. Mr. Shepherd, what are you going to do?
Well, that's called looking after your own ass, because that is something that, honestly, you have to be careful with your words there, just working in any kind of high school, middle school.
What are you going to do, though?
No, what I would do is I would email the AD, along with the school guidance counselors, along with so-and-so's parent, and I would just say, I'm not going to judge that letter. I'm not going to judge their student. I'm not going to judge their son.
In the moment, what do you
do? Oh, in the moment?
Yeah.
Is this in front of other people or is it private?
I don't know. Maybe you have to pull the kid to the side.
Well, so I can't. So because you work for a high school, you're legally bound to never say anything discriminatory. So therefore, I can't say you're not a cat, you're not a dog, because in their mind, they may actually believe that. Now,
oh my God.
It is legalized today, and we're getting into a real different kind of territory than sports right now. But
yeah, I want to talk about Juan Soto.
Right, fair enough.
I'm a houseplant. Let's leave it there.
Okay, but let me just be very clear about this. Like, in today's society, not when you and I were going to school, that is not grounds for expulsion. That is not grounds for like a psychoanalysis because you say you're a cat. But my job is then to make sure the higher powers know what kind of transformation this individual is going through. Because a lot of times they're saying it for attention. They're not saying it because they actually believe they're a cat.
If I sat in school and said, hey, I'm a dog, they would make a call to my house, man.
Correct.
They make a call at my house, like, get this guy together. Like, what the hell is he doing over here?
Let me ask you a question.
What?
Patrick Mahomes shows up to the Chiefs.
And he says, I'm
week
Kermit
14
the Frog.
And says, I'm not a quarterback, I'm a dog.
No. Patrick Mahomes, he's Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog, okay. So he says, I'm a frog. Even better. All seriousness.
America changes.
How do you think the Hunts are going to react to that? Seriously.
They're going to let this man be a frog.
Okay.
They're going to let him be a frog, and it's going to be acceptable for kids all over America to be animals. There we go.
Okay, now if Tommy DeVito does that, he getting cut the next day?
Can he throw a touchdown?
Well, he can throw it better than any other giant quarterback this year.
Yeah, well, Daniel Jones is on the mend.
Yeah.
Yeah, they let him play. I know what Tommy DeVito is. He's living at home with his mama.
Okay.
That much I know.
So maybe he's the closest thing to a cat in the NFL.
Yeah, they call his mama. Hey, get your son together. 855-212-4CBS. I don't think we're going to get four female callers in a row. So let's talk to this guy named Big Wills, who we think is a man. He's calling from Idaho. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Big Wills?
Nothing much. First time caller. I listen to you all the time on the radio.
Thanks.
But I called about the Timberwolves. I would talk about the Twins, but we done traded off the whole team. Payroll's getting dropped. So what do you think about the Timberwolves? Think they're going to be able to keep it up this year, or you think they're going to just bottom going to fall out like usual?
They'll go to the playoffs and lose. And then they'll realize, oh, my God, we got to get rid of Karl-Anthony Towns. I think that's what will happen.
You think Carl's the answer to get rid of, not Rudy?
Man, they, you can't, it's easier to get rid of. Who do you think is more valuable from an NBA perspective?
I mean, that's going defense or offense, truthfully.
No, I ain't ask you about that. Which player do you think would potentially net more?
I personally would take Carl because I like the scoring, and we don't got many scores.
No, I'm not asking you who you would want to keep. Across the NBA, from an interest level, which player do you think would be more highly coveted?
You're going to get more for Carl. Definitely going to get more for Carl.
That's my point. That's it.
Okay, I respect that. I respect that. Well,
For clarification's sake, you are a man, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you, Big Wills. You're not a cat or a dog or a turtle?
No cat, no dog, no litter box, none of that.
All right. Well, you be cool out there, man. Good luck to your Wolves.
All right, you as well.
All right, peace out. Man said he's a man, he's a man. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Mike is calling from D.C.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. It's the second time I've talked to you. I listen to your show all the time. I was disappointed in the ladies. Ladies, go to Baseball Reference. You know, Juan Soto is a prodigy. He's as disciplined a hitter as you want to see.
Mike, did you just say something about ladies?
Well, the two back-to-back ladies that made the comments about, you know, they didn't think Soto could hang.
Oh, no, Mike, you're not listening, man. That's not what they said. You're so ready to come on the air and beat up on the ladies, telling them to go to Baseball Reference. You got to
I'm not beating up on them.
You are beating up. You got to go to the ear doctor. They were talking about Trent Grisham, not Juan Soto, Mike.
My mistake.
It is your mistake. Apologize to the ladies.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
No, apologize to the ladies.
I just said, ladies, I'm very sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Soto, just to give you know, and I'm a lifelong D.C. resident, and baseball is my thing. In a 13 sequence at bat, okay, he had 5 walks, 5 hits, and a sacrifice.
Mike, do you have me on speakerphone?
Huh?
Do you have me on speakerphone?
Yes.
Your speakerphone sucks, man. You can't do that, Mike. Come on. Come on, man. Come on. You come over here telling the ladies to look at Baseball Reference, and you don't even listen. You got me on speaker. What is your problem?
This is the angriest I've heard you in a while.
Because he came over here crapping on the ladies, man. Yeah. You can't do that. We had 3 consecutive women. And it gets followed up by a man who goes, hey, ladies, tell them they need to look at baseballreference.com. Like, come on, bro. Go to the ear doctor. Nobody said nothing about Juan Soto. They were talking clearly about Trent Grisham. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I apologize, ladies. And then he got me on speakerphone.
By the way,
I could barely hear the guy.
Not to pile on Mike, but I can guarantee you this, JR. No woman wants to be called ladies. If you're Mike, like Mary, Celeste, and the other really bright young woman from
Avery,
yes, from Irvine, California.
Well, let's talk to Mike. He's gonna curse me out now. You ready?
No, Mike's done. Mike doesn't seem like a bad guy.
Nah, you're gonna curse me out. Let's get ready. It's gonna be fun. Listen, go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
Soto walks about 135 to 150 pounds a year.
Yeah,
he's gonna like it in New York.
We know. Yeah. His on base percentage is gonna be like 400. Yeah, we know.
What's that?
Is that it, Mike? That's it?
No, I think he'll be fine in New York. He got his numbers with San Diego, but I think he tried to press a little bit, and there's a lot of egos in that Padre club.
I think most people think he'll be okay in New York.
I think he'll
just
be
gets
fine
on base and hits. He'll be okay.
And he stays pretty healthy.
Yeah, he's a young guy. You know, that's what them young guys do, Mike. Yep.
Yeah, was he 24, 25? I would have liked it if we could have kept him, but the Learners are trying to sell the team, and they were cutting out their payroll.
You got C.J. Abrams from here in Atlanta, so enjoy him, okay?
Yeah, I will.
All right, take care, Mike.
Talking to you again. I enjoyed
the
basketball.
Man. No problem. Yeah, nice guy. I was hoping he'd curse me out. That'd be more entertaining. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Phone lines are open to ladies, gentlemen, cats, dogs, birds, and elephants. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, thank you for having me on. I'm new to your show, and I just thank you for educating me on all these sports.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Juan Soto moves on to the New York Yankees. We don't know what the hell is going on with Shohei Ohtani. We don't. Is he coming? Is he going? Is he? I think he's just going up the road to the Dodgers, right? For all the talk about winning and oh, Shohei wants to win, we know he ain't winning a damn thing in with the Angels. So why would he stay with the Angels? That would be one of the biggest shocks in free agency history. And for Artie Moreno, who basically debated about, oh, are we going to trade him? We don't want to trade him. We don't want to be the guys to trade him. They're going to sign him to a what deal? Shohei Ohtani's going to take, what, a little less money to lose a whole lot more? Where does that make sense? I know Dave Roberts opened up his mouth yesterday and did all that talking. We met with Shohei Ohtani at 2:59 p.m. We sat down with him for approximately 3 hours. We walked him through Dodger Stadium. He told us what he likes to eat. He told us about his hitting habits. And come on. Dave Roberts spilled all of the beans. I don't think that's going to stop Shohei Ohtani from going to the Dodgers. And for the life of me, I'm as surprised as people in Toronto. I was up on a score the other day. Thank you to everybody who had me on the score. I was surprised as anybody that this conversation is about Shohei going to Toronto. Okay. All right. I mean, it's an international city. I love Toronto. I love it. I love it. I love it. Why the hell would he go from L.A. to there, man? Japan is closer the other direction. It's just my two cents. My geography lesson as well. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of a geography lesson, we're not going to be able to dive into this. Not tonight. Roger Goodell, he spoke yesterday in Vegas. I'm going to play the audio for you momentarily. He's in Vegas. He's reminding everybody about the Super Bowl in Vegas, unless you needed to be reminded. And Roger Goodell said he is expecting the globalization of the NFL. Roger Goodell is expecting the world to embrace American football. And he expects it in what, 5 to 10 years? This is what Roger Goodell had to say on the stage yesterday.
I'm convinced that this game is going to be a global sport. Again, we were in Germany. We could have sold for our two games in Germany $4.5 million tickets for the two games we had in Germany. They sold out in minutes, literally. Same with the UK. I think you're going to see a very global NFL, not necessarily with franchises, but maybe like F1 playing games on a global basis. And I see that happening in the next 5 to 10 years. And we're going to see an expansion of that this year, coming up this season. But I think that's going to continue to accelerate. And I think that's going to change the face of the NFL. And I think it's going to change the face of our sport.
I mean, it'd be cool, right? But 5 to 10 years, isn't that kind of aggressive? I mean, yeah, oh, we could have sold 4 million seats in Germany for people to come watch our NFL games. Okay, you could have sold that many seats. But you holding that many games? Like, the answer is no. And so if you can only hold two games in Germany a season, what are you going to do? Just slap games all over the world now? Come on. We got games in Mexico City. We've had games in Germany, the United Kingdom, UK, whether it be London or Birmingham, they've snatched up some games. So what are we going to do? Just say Jacksonville Jaguars, play your games all over the damn world and everybody can go visit? Like, that's not possible. Like, the NFL can grow. It can grow in popularity. But to talk about, you know, it like it's an F1 and we just going to stage games all over the damn world? What are you doing with the fans here? What did you expand to 17 games? So and soon to be 18, I think, down the line. So you can slap a few international games somewhere? Come on, man. At one point in time, the NFL was going to have a game in China, and that got canceled. It's like more than 20 years ago. And NFL has now played, I want to say, about 45 to 50 regular season games outside of the United States of America. We've had a game in Canada. We've had a couple of games in Mexico City. We've had some games in a lot of games in the UK and now Germany. And I know they want to get into Spain next. So, yeah, they can grow. But 5 to 10 years, man, just slow down. People love the NFL. Not that damn much. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls about Juan Soto, whatever the hell you want to talk to me about on the other side of the break. At the top of the hour, all this Shohei Ohtani, Juan Soto talk, I'm going to bring you a top six list. These are some of the most impactful free agent signings ever in the world of sports.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey there, what's going on? I respect your show. You're doing an amazing job. Listen every night when I'm on the road.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. At the top of the hour, I'm going to give you a new top six list. It's what I do every single Wednesday night. We're going to talk about some of the most important and impactful free agent signings ever in sports. So flat and period, I'm going to give you that top six list at the top of the hour. It appears to be official. The New York Yankees on their social media a couple of minutes ago, 20 minutes ago, they put up a post. Welcome home, Juan Soto. The Yankees also said a thank you to Higashioka, Michael King, Brito, Vasquez. They thanked them on the way out the door. And for all of the women who called up in San Diego upset that Trent Grisham has moved on, the Yankees, they gave him a welcome post. Welcome, Trent Grisham. And so Juan Soto was a New York Yankee. And I expect him to hit 35 home runs, have an on-base percentage of 400, and allow Aaron Judge to hit more home runs. And maybe they won't just look at Aaron Judge and say, maybe we can pitch around him. That'll be nice. Let's see what the Yankees can now do with their starting rotation. I know they, like the New York Mets, are also interested in this Yamamoto guy from Japan. And the New York Mets are real interested in Yamamoto because Steve Cohen, I guess this is what happens when you're worth, I don't know. Shep, what is he worth? Is it $16 billion or more? What
do you think? I think even more.
$18 million. Higher? Come on, Shep, let's play the game,
no,
man.
No, I want to make this right for you.
No, I'm trying to play a game, and you're like, I'm going to give you the answer. What a party pooper you are.
I'm going to keep it real with you. I just think he's worth more than $16 million.
It's 20.
20, is it?
That's what Google says.
Okay, I was right. That's what I thought.
What's a $3, $4 billion difference?
JR, if there was a $3-4 billion difference, and that was in JR's Sport Brief's pocket, would you be doing 10-2 every night?
Oh, I'd be. Well, I'm not saying that's not a difference. I'm saying, what's the difference for him?
Well, I think it's a huge difference for anybody.
Does he take one less flight to Japan?
When you have a private aircraft and you are worth in the billions, I don't think there's a limit on how many flights you take.
You build a rocket to Mars, right? Isn't that what that other idiot is doing?
Musk
the one
or Bezos.
With the electric cars, right?
Yeah, the electric cars is Musk, Elon Musk, yeah.
Yeah, he built one that looks like a tank right now. Well, anyway, the New York Mets went to Japan to see Yamamoto. And their new president, David Stearns, must be nice to work for a super billionaire. He went too. I guess it's a free trip to talk to a baseball player. Anyway, he actually detailed the trip to the media, and he sounds like a kid in a candy store, I think. Listen to this.
When you're in the middle of a big free agent pursuit, every club's going to meet with him. So this isn't, this likely shouldn't be shocking news, but I understand that when stuff like this gets out, it's newsworthy. So, yes, we met with him. It was a good meeting.
What? Can you see, let's say, I don't know, can you see the Tampa Bay Rays getting on a plane, a private plane, to Japan to meet with a free agent? Could you see the Milwaukee Brewers going to Japan on a private plane to meet with a free agent? Could you see Bob Nutting of the Pittsburgh Pirates getting on a private plane to Japan to meet with a free agent?
No, just like you wouldn't see Stuart Sternberg, or you wouldn't see Mark Atanasio, I believe his name is, right?
Yeah, yeah. Right. Like, let's be real.
Right.
He's like, oh, well, this is what people do when we court free agents. We go all around the world. Like, this is not James Bond. This is Steve Cohen, one of the wealthiest human beings on earth and one of the richest owners in all of sports on earth. He's just like, oh, yeah, we want the Japanese guy. The Yankees ain't flying private to go see him. Let's go be better than the Yankees. Be funny if the Yankees get Yamamoto. I'm going to laugh. 855-212-4CBS. Now, that's a gut punch. We flew all the way to Japan to meet the guy, and he signed with the team, you know, on the other side of the river. Carl is calling from New York. Where? I don't know. It's a big state. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Carl?
Hey, I'm in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn. Oh, why didn't you say you were from Brooklyn?
I don't know. It's New York area. We all think of it as New York.
No, we don't. Brooklyn is different than every place else. Stop it.
Anyway, it is to me. Anyway, just to kind of real quick put a bow on the whole Grisham discussion before the break, and I'll let you get back to Soto himself. The bar is not high. The Yankees played 14 different guys in the outfield last year. Like, is he a AAA player? No. Great. Beyond that, as you said, nobody cares.
Thank you. Anything else?
No, that's it. I'll let you get back to it.
Well, thank you. Hey, Shep, I know exactly where in Brooklyn he's from. You want to know where he's from?
Did it start with a W?
I was going to say Greenpoint. Close enough, right?
Yeah, close enough.
Close enough. Greenpoint, Williamsburg, same thing. He's like, I'm from New York. Brooklyn is part of New York.
Now, how many people know where Williamsburg and Greenpoint is across the country that do not live in New York City?
People, everybody listening all across North America, that's the hipster part of Brooklyn.
Yes.
The two places that Shep and I just met, he gave a very hipster answer. Because anybody who's really from Brooklyn is never going to tell you, oh, Brooklyn's just part of New York. Nobody will ever tell you that. Nobody. That's how I know that guy, he ain't from Brooklyn. He just lives there. 855-212-4CBS. Like Manny, he ain't calling me from Queens. He's calling me from Flushing. Flushing is in Queens. Hey, you're on CBS Sports Radio, Manny. What's up?
Well, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good.
Good to hear. Listen, I like the deal. Hopefully they will get something good with this little kid. And by the way, we brought up the Will Greedy Gobert. Listen, he's having a good year, but nobody wants him. That big, huge contract, it'll be hard for me. It'll be hard for people to get trade him. Oh yeah, he's not really likable. I mean, ask Mister
keep
your hands
my hands to myself, Draymond Green.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you sick? You got a cold? You got a cold?
No. Sorry, I was a little laughing, but
I thought you sound a little stuffy.
Nah. I'm okay.
Well,
anyway, you
know how much drugs I had to take to do the show tonight?
I don't want to know.
A lot, Manny. But I'm here. That's all that matters. Hey, thank you, Manny. I'll talk to you later. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
No problem. Hey, Shep, do you know how much drugs I had to take to do the show tonight?
I had no idea you took an ounce of drugs tonight.
Man, the past couple of nights since I came back, oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Why would you know? I'm telling you now.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, you never complain about anything, so I'm actually not surprised I'm hearing this for the first time.
I didn't want to punk out and say I'm calling out. The back of my head is throbbing.
I didn't know that, man. I'm sorry. Then I wouldn't bombard you with such stupid crap on the air then. I apologize.
What did you tell me that was so stupid?
I say some stupid stuff every now and then.
You think you give me the headache?
I don't think I'm giving you the headache. I don't think it's helping, though. I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
Let's talk to this guy, Joe, from Dallas. Let's see if he can make me worse. Hey, Joe, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Yeah, what's up, man? I want to talk about that Juan Soto trade. I think that Juan Soto trade to anybody is a good trade. And then as far as Ohtani, I would love to see him go to the Rangers. That's where I think it would be a good fit for him to go.
Are they still – I mean, you hear so many stupid rumors, I stop paying attention. Aren't the Texas Rangers out, or are they one of the teams that is still in?
Out of what?
Out of the running, out of the contention, out of contention to bring in Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if they're out or in. But what I do know is that they've always had pitching problems, but they don't have batting problems. So I would love to see him go to the Rangers.
All right. Well, how many starts is Max Scherzer going to have this upcoming season?
You know what? To be honest, I don't even like him that much because I feel like ever since they took off or they struck down on the sticky substances, you know, pitchers like Max Scherzer and I forget the other guy's name, Cole. He gets on my
nerves. Gerrit Cole just won a Cy Young.
Yeah, but he hasn't been as good as he was.
Bro,
I don't like him.
Oh, come on. He just won the Cy Young. Like, stop it, Joe.
I don't care what he won.
You don't have no justification. Your team just won the World Series. Be happy about that, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Joe. He's like, I don't care that he won the Cy Young. He still sucks. Like, come on, man. Just making stuff up and saying nothing for no reason. Shohei Ohtani's going to the Dodgers. It's just my opinion. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're getting ready to take a break. On the other side of this break, I'm bringing you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the most impactful free agent signings ever in the world of sports. I'll tell you who they are on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
How did you actually sleep last night? If it wasn't an absolute dream, then you need to upgrade to the softest, most luxurious sheets from Boll & Branch. Their signature sheets are made from toxin-free organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Millions of Americans love their sheets. And right now, you can feel the difference with their best sales of the entire year. So hurry to bollandbranch.com to shop their biggest sales with free shipping and extended returns. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you. Ha, ha, ha.